Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash. And Bryce Gelman.
The untold story of Darren Waller. And I think this is important to bring up here for Giant fans listening and subscribing. Look, I do Sports Radio New York Monday through Friday, where we are in the midst of, you know, the Knicks chasing down a two seed. Rangers Islanders play tonight. By the way, this is a Tuesday, not a Monday, and I'm an idiot. Yankees off to a hot start. The Mets have had a good weekend. So until the draft gets really heated up, you know, some of this football news could fall between the cracks. And I kind of feel like the Darren Waller retirement, will he retire, won't he retire stuff, has kind of just been pushed to the back burner. A, maybe because not a lot of people care to begin with. But B, how prevalent did it have to be? And I got to be honest, today we get the report. Vic Tapper, who works for The Athletic, has covered the Raiders for a long time. Obviously, Darren Waller probably has a history out there with him. Darren Waller has told him that he is still undecided on if he wants to play or retire from the NFL. Waller knows the Giants would probably want a decision before the draft, but he also doesn't want to put a hard deadline on himself. All right, Bryce, we got to dig deep into Darren Waller here. The time is now. I'm pissed off. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed at every part of this. And let's just, for starters, say this. The Giants, at this point, should not be making any draft determinations based on whether Darren Waller will be a New York Giant in 2024 or not. Much like I crushed the Jets fans who seem to think Aaron Rodgers is going to play four more years because Aaron Rodgers just a year ago told us he was 90% retired, I have to be fair and do the same here with the Giants and Giant fans. Clearly, apples and oranges comparing a tight end to a quarterback. But if Darren Waller is this close to contemplating retirement now, and you have any dreams of taking a tight end, whatever round that you think best fits, take the guy. Because even if this is a year where Darren Waller plays, how do you have any confidence he plays beyond this year? And oh, by the way, throw in his injury history. So let's just start right there, Bryce. Yeah, the Giants would like an answer before the draft, and they should get one before the draft. But whether they do or don't should not drastically alter their plans.
This bothers me because as of right now, the Giants, this could change everything for them. Like I obviously, I hope the Giants have known more than the fans, than the media about Waller. Hopefully he's been in conversation with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll about his thoughts, his thought process regarding him going into his age 32 season, you know, having really not played a full season in three full seasons now. So I can understand where his thought process is at. I could see that going into a season with a team that ceiling is probably, you know, 8 wins, let's say, I could see him not wanting to play for that team, but then to be like, well, now I'm thinking about retiring, especially with this timing, with the draft, as you said, 16, 17 days away, there was one guy in that first round that could go in the top 10, who could very well end up with the Giants, especially now that Darren Waller, there's no guarantee. Yeah, Brock Bowers, there's no guarantee that, Darren Waller is back. This could change everything for the Giants. But on the other hand, on a personal level, I can understand where he's coming from, but stop dilly-dallying. Like, make your decision, get out of the Giants' way if you really want to retire. If you want to go home, chill with Kelce Plum, I understand it. All right, go ahead. Be my guest. You know, jeez, good for you, man. Good for you, Darren Waller. If you don't, I may not want to play football too if I was dating Kelce Plum. But you got to make your decision, and you got to make it fast. You have 2 weeks now, realistically, to make this huge, life-changing, life-altering decision that you've already probably been mulling over for 3 months now. So get it out of the way.
Let's put Brock Bowers to the side. I think that's a good draft nugget to bring up in a couple minutes, but let's just keep tackling the Darren Waller part of this. You know, there were Darren Waller retirement rumors and stories before free agency started, and there was some thought, hey, he's got to let the Giants know before free agency. In fact, the Giants operated in free agency, to me, as a team that doesn't expect to have Darren Waller for 18 weeks, which is probably the way they should have operated anyway. They signed Chris Manhertz and Jack Stahl. Now, you might be saying, well, who are those guys? Jack Stahl was the second tight end on the Eagles. You know, caught up passes. Both of those guys blocking tight ends, which was an enormous need. Daniel Bellinger showed true signs of being a number one tight end in his rookie year. He was asked to do a lot because that was a tight end room that, let's be honest, was very lacking. And he was a third, fourth round pick. I mean, I forget where Bellinger was taken there. Probably, I think, the fourth round. He had to step in to be the number one tight end. And he got hurt. Remember, there was a big eye injury he had versus Jacksonville. But he was a really important part of the 2022 team. And he took a step back, became mainly the blocking tight end slash fullback. We saw way less passes go Daniel Bellinger's way. And not that he is Travis Kelce or anything. I'm totally comfortable with Daniel Bellinger being my number one tight end and going back to being more of a pass catcher. If they have, and they have, added a couple true blocking tight ends here with Stahl and Manhertz. So they are operating as if Bellinger can be their number one tight end, which I think is fine. You don't need a super, superstar tight end. You do need a big-time wide receiver if your tight end is not your number one receiver, which is a story for another draft day here with the Giants, but
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I think they operate in free agency in total preparation. If Waller's on the team, they're going to carry those four tight ends. If he's not, they're going to carry three, if not draft another one. So I'm not going as crazy about the draft deadlines, the free agency deadlines. To me, I think the damage is already done. I would have liked the cap relief ahead of free agency to know a thing or two here. about what they were doing. The draft, to me, at that point, becomes semi-insignificant. If you love Brock Bowers, then take Brock Bowers. Don't not take him because Darren Waller's on the team. But, you know, this comes into a true conversation about what an athlete owes a team, dare I say an athlete owes a fan base, as opposed to what they owe themselves. And make no mistake about it, if you have thoughts about retirement, you're unsure, you should be entitled as a human being to that great life decision. And in fact, we've seen it with Tom Brady, we've seen it with Brett Favre. You get crushed publicly if you retire and then come back and then do it again. So if you're unsure, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're either getting killed like Darren Waller is here, or you get killed by coming back and playing and then retiring again. So I do see that. Here's the issue, though. This is a salary cap sport, and you do get some salary cap relief by retirement, okay? This is a sport where it's not tennis, it's not golf where you're only affecting yourself. You are still affecting a team, a makeup. You know, maybe Joe Shane views Darren Waller as the team's number one wide receiver and maybe feels less pressure if he knows he's out there to have to go wide receiver in round one. Maybe he does take a gamble on a quarterback. I'm not saying you should alter your plans, but these are all things affected. And I just think an athlete's retirement is way different on a team sport, is way different than a plumber retiring from the union. And you kind of got to make a decision. Like, I'm as uncomfortable as it is, make the move, man. Or just come out and say, hey, you know, I'm not really into training camp like Strahan did in 07, then go play your one last year or something like that. I work with Tiki Barber every day, Evan and Tiki, 2 to 6, free on the Odyssey app. You know, when he was stepping away and retiring, when that got out in 2006, there's some thought, oh, you know, he's quitting on the team. No, he was not quitting on the team. In fact, I would have rather he did what he did and the Giants planned in 07, right? They were able to take Ahmad Bradshaw in the 7th round. They already had Brandon Jacobs on the roster. So dragging this out into April and May, if you ultimately do retire, I'm sorry, it's selfish.
He's holding the organization hostage right now. I mean, let's put it bluntly. Like, there isn't much they can do right now without knowing whether or not their star tight end is going to be returning to the team. He's still technically in his prime. I mean, you could say that the injuries have slowed him down a touch and him not playing 17.
Well, when he was healthy last year,
tight end.
He's still a damn good tight end. Yeah.
He's still a top. He's still objectively a top 10 tight end in the league. He's the guy the Giants traded for. He could potentially be their number one weapon. I mean, if he stays healthy. So, and I understand, you know, what happened last year, the expectations that the Giants didn't meet, the fact that he had three different quarterbacks throwing to him throughout the year. I think he wants more stability, but I also think that he wants some stability with his life. But again, you're holding the organization hostage. Make your decision. Get out of the way if you want to get out of the way, but you got to do it now. I think there can't be any more dilly-dally. We can go back and forth on this all day long, but the reality of the situation is the longer he waits, the more of a bind he puts the Giants front office in. And if I'm Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, I'm pissed. I'm very annoyed right now at Darren Waller. And from a human-to-human basis, like I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, make your decision, whatever you want with your life. You're entitled to do that. But you can't screw up your organization by not making set. You mentioned Tom Brady both times. Yes, I understand the one time he retired, then came back. He retired February 1st. He gave the organization ample amount of time to make whatever decisions necessary for them to acquire a quarterback, to get off the salary. Like the Giants, with the money that they could potentially have with Darren Waller off the books, would be massive. Like, yeah. Let's just look at that objectively. The Giants could make some major moves if they had the money from Darren Waller retiring. And I don't know. I think it's what is it, like the June 1st cutoff? Like, if he doesn't retire before, I don't know the rules, the salary cap rules. Yeah, so the longer he holds off, the more screwed the Giants become because they're playing the waiting game. And they're guessing. They're like, okay, well, we think he might, but what if he doesn't? What if we spend that first-round pick on Brock Bowers instead of taking one of those top receivers? And then guess what happens? One of those top receivers turns out to be one of the greatest receivers ever. And let's say Darren. I mean, I know I'm completely speculating, and these are all hypotheticals. Yeah. But if that happens,
that's a trickle down.
He will face a lot of backlash,
of course. And that's why I think the Giants, just no matter what their plan is, Bryce, they need to make the plan that Darren Waller's not here. I think that's it, yeah. Point blank. And if Darren Waller decides to play, well, then you pivot. Okay, and then if you have a couple dynamic tight ends, that's fine, if that's the route you're going. plan is if your roster doesn't have Darren Waller, because by the way, you know, his injury history tells you you're not going to have him for multiple weeks this year anyway. But just, it still comes across as selfish. You'd like to know yes or no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!